Messiah,
right?
What
is his true name?
Jesus is true name.
Yeshua means salvation.
Thank you.
He is the only way. Make sure that you're losing your life to follow him. This is not following Jesus.
I know.
This is of the world.
You
know that. Religious people in America don't even know that. And people that come out of the culture, like me, that come out of the gutter, they know it.
That come out of Babylon.
Yeah, this is Babylon. All
of it is.
With all of the entertainment, the sports, the politics, the movies. This is Satan's culture. This is why I've traveled the country to come and preach, to wake people up, maybe encourage someone like you to go deep in the Word of God. My website will help you for free.
Yes, sir.
Don't rely on church systems. Don't rely on people that just want to pray for you without calling you out of your sin in the world. Good for you. What's your name, man?
My name is James.
James?
Yes.
James, meet James.
This is my wife, Debbie.
Wow. Nice to meet you all.
Yeah, good. Stay out of the church systems because they're all corrupt. I was just preaching. Christmas and Easter are pagan holidays. Good Friday's a lie.
You know what? You want to know how I think wars are built?
War?
War.
How are wars built?
The guns, the planes, all that. It's the church money.
America was founded on the preachers preaching and then ripping off their clergy garment, and they had war uniforms on, and they went out and fought and killed. Let me ask you a question. Would Jesus fight and shoot and kill people for 3% tax?
No.
That's how America was founded. God bless America. It's a false god. It's a Masonic god.
I know.
It's an Illuminati god. Thomas Jefferson, I go and preach at Mount Rushmore. He cut the words of Jesus out of his Bible. He didn't even believe Jesus. He thought Jesus was not God.
Can I ask you a question?
And people lift him up.
Can I ask you a question? And you're not going to lie to me. Are you the messenger of the Bible that it talks about in the last days?
No. I'm a messenger.
Revelation?
I'm a messenger. I'm just a messenger that goes. Messenger.
It says.
Means angel, but I'm not an angel. I'm a messenger of God.
He will speak fire out of his mouth.
Right. Yeah, that's going to happen. That's actually going to happen in the tribulation, in the days when the actual fierce judgments of God begin, when the Antichrist takes power. We're not there yet, but it's coming.
You don't think we're there yet? I think
we're in God's judgment now. Look at the morality. America's ready to fall. It's going to fall.
Judgment began back in 1844.
It began a long time ago.
Yeah.
So. My job is to just go and remind people that you can't live in the American culture that says, God bless America, go to church on Sunday, and think you're going to be okay before a holy God.
How do you do it?
You have to lose your life to preach the gospel. It's on our card.
How do you exist in all of it? And
oh, well, we do. We just come on. Look at. Do I look like I'm part of this place?
No.
Change how you act, talk, look, dress, what you carry for a sign, what you preach, who you hang out with, what you do with your free time. When you're born again by the gospel, Christ, finished work, his death, burial, and resurrection. When you repent, change your mind. Jesus came to die for us, rise again to defeat death for us. His perfect work. When you repent, that means you change your mind, you change your ways.
What about the Sabbath?
Hold on. When God sees a willing vessel, he'll give you a new heart and a new mind.
Yeah.
When you're born again, you no longer want this. You start to see different, right? And so if you're born again, the fruit that you're born of God is you cling to Scripture and the Spirit, and it, everything lines up with the Holy Word of God. And you walk in righteousness and come out of the world. And then the last part of the gospel is you have to endure in that. You're not guaranteed salvation today. You got to walk in it every day. Like a marriage, like a job, like a citizenship. We're in a covenant with God. It's not a relationship. We're in a covenant. Covenants always have conditions. You know, everybody in America thinks God is unconditional. Not one Bible verse says God is unconditional. God's always been a conditional. I just walked past 27 police officers. You think the law is unconditional? Of course not. It's very conditional. If I break the law, they're going to arrest me. I'm not breaking the law. They can't touch me.
Exactly.
And so everyone thinks that God has this unconditional love. Not one Bible verse says that.
So do you believe we have to keep the law?
Not Torah law. We keep the law of Christ.
So you don't believe in the Sabbath?
Sabbath is now Jesus Christ, and we're resting in him every day. Hebrews 4.
You don't believe you have to keep the day of rest?
No, not that we keep Christ every day. We keep Christ every day. There'll be no Sabbath in heaven.
I don't know about all that.
There will be no. Hey, I can prove it. Ready? In the book of Revelation, it says Christ will be the sun and the light. There'll be no night, be no day. How can you have a Sabbath without a night and a day?
It is true.
Christ is the Sabbath. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. All the Sabbath pointed to him. I walk in the Sabbath every day when I walk in Christ. And so Torah law was given to Israel. The law of Christ is given to his body. And so 9 of the 10 commandments are echoed in the New Testament, except for Saturday Sabbath keeping, which is that we keep in Christ.
So you're saying the churches, they keep the Sabbath today, they're of Satan too?
all the, well, if you look at the Sabbath-keeping churches, most of them come out of the Seventh-day Adventist movement.
I'm part of the Church of Yahweh.
Okay. Well, Ellen White came out of Seventh. She was a false teacher. She's a false teacher. Most of these groups have come out of them. There's many people practicing what's called Hebrew roots.
Yeah.
I have a lot of articles on my website. That's a false way. They're teaching you to keep, not eat pork. They're teaching
people
you.
People don't know what to follow.
Well, the scriptures do. The Spirit, in John 14, he says, the Spirit will teach you all truth. And so if you study the scriptures and you know some men that are really holy and godly and you've tested them, you can study with them. I'd be happy if you want to contact me. I'd be happy to encourage you. I have a brother I can hook you up with that'll encourage you. But you know the truth by the scriptures and rightly dividing. 2 Timothy 2:15. Rightly dividing, that means cutting the word straightly.
Yes.
You see, what happens in America is stuff like this.
Free prayer. How may we pray for you?
America loves this stuff, okay? This is all false religion.
I know.
What America hates is the preaching of Christ crucified and calling people out of their sin.
No, they preach, but they don't like you preaching against sin.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course not. But that's why Jesus came.
Yeah.
And he's coming the next time. Over sin as well.
He's
and the Bible says, yeah, it says in 2 Thessalonians 1, he's coming in flame and fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel.
Yes. Yes. And what they're doing, they're building an army.
Of course they are. They're building a false system. They're building Babylon. The church has sold out.
They're building an army. They think they can fight against the lion of the tribe of Judah.
But in Revelation it says people will be asked for rocks to fall on
them
to hide.
Who is he bringing with him?
Huh?
Who's he bringing with him?
They bring in
his
saints.
Holy angels.
Yeah. And his angels and his saints. There is no pre-trib rapture, by the way. All this is going to take place at the end.
Rapture.
Yeah. It's all going to happen at the end of the tribulation. It's another big lie in America.
What gives me hope is it says in Revelation, I believe it's 11 verse 12 or 12 verse 11. It says Satan has deceived the whole world. So if you've been deceived and been lied to and tricked, it says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we all shall be changed.
His people. His people,
believe,
not the deceived ones.
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus said, do not be deceived. So you can, it's possible to not be deceived. How? Seek the kingdom of God in his word. What are these people all seeking? The world, the pleasure. They're not seeking the kingdom of God. You got Mennonites here, you got Baptists, Roman Catholics, Lutherans, Seventh-day Adventists, all these different groups.
I know.
They're not seeking the kingdom of God.
But what you have
and places
to
like this prop it up and promote it.
What you have to understand, they're deceived and confused. The Bible says that the God of this world has blinded their minds to.
That's true, but I have a question. When I come preaching Christ and calling them out of it and warning them, do you see flocks of them running?
No.
Are they still deceived? Are they still deceived?
Only those who hunger and thirst.
Exactly. So, careful. They're deceived, but then it becomes self-deception if they say, I don't want to leave my sin. I don't want to leave the world. I like this stuff. That guy's talking against the Packers.
I know.
Then it becomes self-deception.
I hunger and thirst every day.
Yeah.
Ask my wife. She's right there.
What I would encourage you to do is test everything about your life, how you act, talk, look, how you dress, who you associate with. Get in the scriptures. If you want help, contact me. Go deep in the scriptures. Get out of all of the man-made, organized religious systems. I don't know of one in America that's fully biblical. Jesus said in Luke 18:8, will there be,
not of this world.
Right, it's not of this world. And then he said, will there be any faith left when I return? There's going to be so few true saints of God when he comes back. So few. And most are going to hear, I never knew you. Away from me. Why does he send them away? Workers of iniquity. You can pray for people all day long. If they don't leave their sin, they're going to perish in hell. That's a vain practice to not call. You know what just praying for people does? It's like going to a doctor and he says there's a tumor in your stomach and it's going to kill you. Here, we'll just rub some oil on your shoulder. If he doesn't address the tumor, that oil's going to do nothing. You're going to die. He hasn't done nothing for you. He's got to cut that out. You got to get rid of the sin and forsake it.
Thank you.
And seek the kingdom of God. Check out my website. Lots of articles for free. We don't take people's money. Let me know I can ever encourage you.
Yes, sir.
God be praised.